Remember, episode 1000 is coming up fast, and I don't mean questions 1000, I mean absolute episode number, so it's coming up really, really fast. And for episode 1000 and the following episodes, Gail Carriger will be joining us to answer your questions. So send in your questions now to get in on the 1000 episode bonanza with special guest and multiple New York Times bestseller Gail Carriger. And now, on with the show. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 812. Today we hear from Kane. Kane, it's been forever. It's great to know you're still out there. Kane asks,
in a recent episode, you indicated that an audience reading a book for immersion will reward large page counts and long-windedness. I'm interested in learning more about that specific audience population, those looking for content that will immerse. I'm also interested in crafting narrative that leans into immersion regarding the reader experience. Is there a general immersive reader, regardless of type or style? Does every type or style of narrative attract immersive consumers? In regards to fiction and audio, what categories skew immersive highest? In regards to actually crafting the narrative, how can we as authors tailor the story so that through specific production decisions we craft the story so that it dives right in and remains immersive throughout? I'd appreciate any guidance or resources you may come up with.
I think you'll find immersive readers in just about every genre. The quality that seems most conducive to immersive reading is resonance, where multiple levels of the story are vibing to the same themes and ideas. Everything from the choice of words and the rhythm of the speech, all the way down to the deep thematic elements, the character decisions, and that sort of thing. That doesn't mean that they all have to be a thing, but that they all symphonically rhyme with each other. It is easiest to spot books that are great for immersion in the long and epic form because the ones that you've heard of are good at it, because they're making people stick through and come back. So stories like Dune, the Thomas Covenant novels, The Lord of the Rings, War and Peace, if you like Russian literature. Oh, anything by Patrick Rothfuss. These are the kind of stories that are specifically tailored for immersive readers and that reward rereading infinitely. But they're not the only stories that can do this. A very short book by Tad Williams called Caliban's Hour does this pitch perfectly. It's beautiful. The Jeeves and Wooster books by P.G. Woodhouse, anything by Douglas Adams or Dorothy Sayers or most things by Madeline L'Engle. Basically, the longer something has been around and widely reread, not just reread for reasons of canon or social positioning, but widely reread for pleasure, the more likely you are to have something that is working on those multiple levels that rewards immersion and return. So all of the hackneyed, cliched stuff that you probably got tired of as a kid, like A Christmas Carol, the Exodus story in the Bible, or the 12 Labors of Hercules, or the Iliad, or the Odyssey, these are all stories that are so layered that they draw you in. That's why they persist. Now, some of them, like, for example, the Bible, have institutional frameworks that have built up around them to sort of forward their mimetic interests through time. But the only kinds of stories that attract that sort of devotion are the ones that have these qualities anyway. So, old books that are really popular and that have had a long-standing cultural impact are a good way to find these things. They're not the only place. There's a lot of great stuff that has all the qualities that reward immersive reading, that for one reason or another, dint of historical accident, not enough room at the top, just don't make it onto perpetual reading lists. But the qualities you're looking for are, I really think that the one quality that unites them all is resonance. Resonance and, I guess, depth as well. They've got multiple levels of things going on. They all work together to provide a whole that seems greater than the sum of the parts, because they're working together in such a way that they open up doors inside the reader's consciousness that wouldn't otherwise be opened easily. No matter how idiosyncratic they appear, they're not. They may have a very idiosyncratic sheen on the surface, but they are deeply rooted in human universals. All the P.G. Wodehouse books about Jeevan Wooster are a great example of this. Because, really, who cares about a feckless upper-class twit and the valet who very indulgently enables his feckless schemes? Nobody. Except that everybody does. And everybody does because everybody has known a twit. Everybody knows what it's like to be a twit, to experience the frustration that goes with having complicated social obligations that you can't quite meet, and coming up with schemes that could potentially allow you to meet them and get away to do what you want. Everyone either has had or wants that loyal friend that'll help them through everything. These are human universals, and they're played so well that the incredibly rarefied and peculiar cultural context of the late 1920s and early 1930s British gentleman is somehow universally accessible, even to Americans. It's because Wodehouse is dealing with deeper human universals and making them resonant at multiple levels of the story. And the fact that it's funny doesn't hurt either. It's really hard to do that and do comedy at the same time. Look for the books that immerse you, that draw you in, that keep you returning. Those are the books that will teach you how to do this. And pay attention to what books do that to other people and try a few of those and see which one of those grabs you, because that will expand your palette and help you learn different ways of approaching some of the same things. So there you go.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.